AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Meta has agreed to a $1.4 billion settlement with Texas in a privacy lawsuit over claims that the tech giant used biometric data of users without their permission. Senate lawmakers are grilling officials about law enforcement lapses in the hours before the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee and Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate says a social media account believed to be linked to the shooter had troubling posts.
There were over 700 comments posted from this account. Some of these comments, if ultimately attributable to the shooter, appear to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes, to espouse political violence, and are described as extreme in nature.
Singer Taylor Swift says she's in shock after three children died in an attack on a UK dance class. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A 9-year-old girl wounded in a stabbing attack at a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga class in northwestern England has died, bringing the death toll to three as police question a 17-year-old suspect arrested minutes after the rampage. Merseyside police say the other fatalities were girls aged 6 and 7. 8 children and 2 adults remain hospitalised after the attack in Southport. Both adults and 5 of the children are in critical condition. Taylor Swift says she was completely in shock and still taking in the horror of the event. These were just little kids at a dance class, she wrote on Instagram. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In an AP interview, Sarah Mahmood Marshall from Pakistan says drinking lots of water is key.
It's hot. It's very hot today. Yeah. We've just reapplied water on us like 4 times as we walked around.
Because it's
boiling. But at least we get sunshine. Paris in the sun is always worth it.
This is AP News. The Harris and Trump campaigns are rolling out new TV ads as they seek to define each candidate. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Harris and Trump campaigns are rolling out new TV ads as they seek to define each candidate.
The one thing Kamala Harris has always been, fearless.
Harris's minute-long ad is essentially a career highlight reel as she tries to introduce herself to voters.
This campaign is about who we fight for.
The ads running during the Olympics, The Bachelorette, and other popular shows, kicking off a $50 million ad push before next month's Democratic convention.
This is America's border czar, and she's failed us.
Trump's ad targets Harris's work on migration issues, with headlines about crime and drugs.
Kamala Harris failed, weak, dangerously liberal.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.